Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, I may be your host, but tonight is a takeover show by our very dear and close friend, Mary Lou, out of Brisbane, Australia. It is Wednesday afternoon, your time, Mary Lou, and welcome to the show. Welcome back. You're going to do the takeover, so just I'm going to follow your lead tonight.
Okay. Well, thanks for having us back again, Garrett. We had the Thunder Beings visiting us this morning, big clouds and rain and a nice cleansing, getting ready for our very, very beautiful superstar model actor, Rick Mora, who is just the most delightful man with the most amazing journey that he is on. And I'm so looking forward to having the listeners listen to his story and listen to the journey he's been on and what it is that he is working towards. So this is going to be a wonderful show for the next hour, and we are very blessed to have him. So thank you, Rick. Are you out there?
Rick hasn't dialed in quite yet, so it'll be us for just a few moments until he dials in. But in the meantime, I did see on the news from the folks in Brisbane today that they were having some major storms. So I guess it's been all over the place for you guys.
Yeah, it has been. With Cyclone Pam and Cyclone Marcia, the weather's certainly been changing a lot. Now, as I look at the, you know, it just had the cleansing and the sky is blue, so I'm pretty sure the connection will be clear. And,
well, I think the connection is going to be great right now, Mary Lou, because it looks like we might have our VIP special guest star in the wings. So I'm going to unmute the line and say, Rick Mora, Hollywood superstar, welcome to the show.
Oh, I don't know about Hollywood superstar, but Rick Mora definitely is on your show.
Well, thanks for being here. I'm going to turn the ropes over to Mary Lou. She's the one who was kind enough to contact you. So, Rick, good to meet you. But, Mary Lou, it's your show. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, Rick. How are
you, my friend? Hello, Mary Lou.
welcome to the show. You have so many people that just love who you are, who you represent, you know, as your people. Because you're Yaqui Apache, your
I
nation,
am.
Your tribe. Yes, very beautiful,
is.
Beautiful. So that's from New Mexico, the Yaqui tribe?
It is.
That
I'm
more
a Mexican Indian. Yes.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful place down there. I did actually go to the Gulf of Mexico once. It was a very long stretch of beach, but I'm sure I would have loved to have traveled more into the country when I had the opportunity. But that was a long time ago. That was on my journey over to Australia from Canada. So, but welcome to so far to us here in Australia. I know that you're coming out towards the end of the year or three quarters of the year. Along, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But what I'd like to, you know, thank you so much for being with us. It's just an honor and a pleasure. And I'm very thrilled that you've allowed me to interview you, and we have many listeners. And there is somebody special, our friend Lynn Olive. Lynn is sending you big hugs. And I'm sure there's quite a few other people there. But she did ask, can you please send him a hug for me? And I said, I will. I'll tell him. So,
she sent me a hug today. We love Lynn. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I told her all the ropes. She's making big changes in her life as well, as we all are at this time. It's
life is change. Life is about change.
It is, and we're about to have a big total solar eclipse and a new moon and the energy from that with this autumn equinox or spring equinox where you guys are over in the States. It's almost like this big portal has opened and it's just pulling people through into where they need to be. So,
do you know what's very special about this year? that it is, the,
is that?
Probably the only year in our existence where Passover and Good Friday would exist within the same platform. We have a blood moon on April 3rd. We have, normally, Passover doesn't start until the 15th of Nisan, which is the Jewish calendar, but because of the lunar adaptation of how that the calendar, Jewish calendar works, this year it happens to be on the Good Friday, which is very interesting for the Christian Jewish, theology, you know, historically.
Yes.
So, I do believe, I have to compliment your recognition of that. There is very serious energy and beautiful power going on this year.
Oh, there is. And, you know, a lot of people have had to work through those things to be able to recognize what it is they wanted to find within themselves, within their dreams, whether they were feeling aligned with their purpose, you know, in the work they were doing, the relationships they were in, whether or not it was something that really made them happy. And for me, it's about that self-realization and then into that self-actualization in being who you are. And I think, pardon me, it was something I watched last night with Moses Brings Plenty. It's interesting because the video he puts up about the dedication to the Lakota people, the picture of him turning around, he is the spinning image of my late husband. And every time I listen to him and I look at him, I'm just brought to tears because I just think, wow, have you just come back? And but the thing he said to me, said to stay true to who you are, and never allow anyone to make you different or think different to who you were created to be. And I just thought, wow. And perhaps that was the message I needed to hear. And, you know, it just never ceases to amaze me what Spirit brings through to us for us to look at in those defining moments, I suppose. And, you know, you yourself, your career has been amazing. So if we can just quickly start off and let's expand on the journey you've had already. So you started off in modeling and you were discovered by the legendary agent Omar Alberto from Panama. And interestingly, his career started by stumbling into the world of fashion and entertainment when he left Panama in 1976 and came across Studio 54 because he was planning to go into the army. And then, you know, as a model between New York and Milan, and I know you've traveled extensively in your career, he was offered to do this agency. Well, thank goodness for that. And
I love,
you know,
thought that you did your homework. I cannot believe that you know Omar's story. It's such a unique perspective. Not many that deep into my biography, I guess.
Oh, well, I wanted to do that, Rick, because
Thank you.
Well, I love to hear the soul journey of people. That's what fascinates me, is telling your story or how you got there, because it helps us to understand ours. His first model was Billy Worth, who's also a native actor and made him quite famous. And then he started to do book and print and got involved and moved to L.A. in 1985. And he started up one of the biggest agencies, East-West Models in L.A. And
he did,
Yeah, because his friend, I think Mario, I can't think of his last name, how he pronounced it, but he said he doesn't have an eye for talent. He has an eye for people. And I just thought, well, wow, here you were. You grew up on a farm in Crescent, California.
Crescent City, California. Yeah.
Crescent City, pardon me. And, you know, you've come from this beautiful, peaceful life, 100 acres of land and being in nature, and then you've come to this big city. Did you come straight to L.A.? Is that where he discovered you?
You know,
so how did he find you?
First, I have to say two things. One is that Moses Brings Plenty is a wonderful man. I've been very blessed to have him, you know, been in the company. We often audition and work, simultaneously around the same people in the same productions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very beautiful thing for you to resonate his words, because I honor Moses. He's a good part of this thing that we do. He contributes positive energy
music.
And a positive message.
Yeah.
And I met Omar through my best friend from high school. So I came back to society. When I came back to, to the social environment, my mom, she couldn't homeschool me anymore, and then it was a time to, come back to the family, because we lived basically outside of our family's area till I was 8. So it was, it was a beautiful existence. But when I came back, I started school, and my best friend that I had since I was, I can say, like, when I was in sixth grade, he turned out to be a model, and Omar discovered him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a secret thing that he did amongst all of our friends. No one knew he did it. It was not something that was looked upon as favorable or cool. It was almost a little, it was an interesting industry at that point. He took me in and he said, "You need to meet my agent. I think he's really looking for something like you." And the reality was that he was looking for something like me, but it didn't happen because of Omar, but it happened because of Omar. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like Omar started me on my journey. He started me on my journey, and he got very good jobs. And then he didn't last. So then what do you do when you're like, I'm a warrior without my chief? I had to keep going, and I had to decide. I had to keep deciding what I was going to do. And my friend, my best friend that took me to this wonderful experience, quit. So there I was, a lone wolf.
Okay.
And I was the only Native American model in the world.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
So
pretty
you really have been chosen.
Yeah. It was me and Billy Worth as another actor. He was also an actor model. He was in Young, the Kiefer Sutherland, the vampire movie, Young's. And he is Native American too, but half.
Oh, okay.
But other than him, I didn't, there was no Native American in this business.
Wow. So you really are quite a forerunner. You really do precedent.
Mary Lou, it made me one of the most photographed Native Americans in the world by default. It's not like something I worked to create. It's not like something I visioned. I didn't say, I'm going to do this. I just I was true to myself, as in the words resonated by our Moses Springs. I was true to myself, and I was honored to be the face of my people.
Yes.
And so, it did carry something very special, even to the day.
And it still even has, as you were saying in one interview, the Native American people still seem to have to fight a little bit harder to make their place and get recognized back then, but now
we're
more
at the bottom of the list. Yeah, we're at the bottom of the list too, but at least we have this beautiful thing called technology. The internet really allowed us to resonate and unite and define a presence and to show the world that we exist and that we are real people and that we are today struggling the same way we were back then, and that the programs that are developed for everybody in the world aren't developed for Native Americans. So, I got to get to drop that seed. I get to water it. I get to, honor it. I not because I chose to. You don't go around thinking, I'm going to grow up and I'm going to be the voice of Native America. Who could? That's just not real. I didn't choose
it. It
chose me. I didn't choose it. Creator chose me. That's always what I say. I did not choose this life. Creator chose this life for me.
Yeah. And it's a busy, busy life. You are just... I watched a lot of videos and a lot of dedications to you from many admiring fans. And I just think... And isn't it so nice just for you to be interviewed without all the other noise going on in the background?
All I have to tell you is I'm so glad that you were able to see compilations of stuff that was valuable versus crap, because I'm in Hollywood, and And being in Hollywood, it's very tough to do the business that I do and be spiritual and
yes.
be an advocate for human rights and be, you
yes.
know, you know, active in the humanitarian, you know, realm. And it's it, and without, you know, having people want to tarnish or taint your intentions. And
yes.
I have to tell you that it's a dangerous, very sensitive platform. Even my conversation to you today will impact
yes.
the community and those who either like me or those who choose not to like me. So it's very interesting what we know how we discuss these beautiful, beautiful elements that need to be resonated.
Yes.
You know, it's important. I think it's history. Now everything I do, I look at as history. Because who's doing it? Who's doing it on film?
Well,
who's making these, you know?
That's right. Yeah.
Who?
And
I don't
know
anybody else that works like me. I don't know anybody else that works like me doing this thing, you know?
Yeah, actually, you know, I don't think there is. And I think because you do carry a voice for the people is because you actually walk the path and you are committed to it. You are so dedicated to that path. You really do just, in everything I've observed you doing, you know, you always bring that positive energy in. You always make sure that you have a message for those those interviews that are important.
And
it's
do you know why?
Weight.
Because I sat
why?
With Russell. I sat with the late Russell Meade. And Russell looked at me. And Russell said, it's your responsibility. And he didn't say it to me like embracing me like I'm your son. He said it to me like you're my warrior and this is what I'm telling you. It's your responsibility. And he made it so amazing because I can understand where it comes from with the way he thinks.
Yes.
And I'm very, very highly respected and respectful with the Means family. You know, I'm so blessed to have been able to give Russell Means his Native American Oscar before he passed. I got to do that.
No.
I got to spend, and I had to spend that time with him. That, for me, was the fuel of empowerment. That was unbelievably magical. It's like being with Martin Luther King if you were African American privately.
Yes.
You know, it's like you know, or Gandhi. If Gandhi has sat with you. You know,
I understand that.
You know, like, whoa, you know, like, what? How did my life come? Like you said, how did my life come to this place?
Yeah.
So Russell told me that it was my responsibility. He didn't say it was my choice.
And it. Yeah.
He said it's my responsibility.
You know, it is all our responsibility for what happens here on our Sacred Mother and the changes she's going through. And what we are teaching our children. And I think that's, you know, it's like Creator opened the door and said, okay, here you go, kids. You go out there and play, you know, and have fun. But, you know, it's time to call you in because sometimes the game just goes a little bit too far, you know, and you have to come back to that platform where the basic things are, the good things. Yeah.
I've come to understand that there's a lot of energy that people wish to contribute, yet they have no foundation or platform. So unfortunately, you get a lot of traffic of uneducated contributions to a real serious political climate, you know. And so to learn how to differentiate between, you know, noise and relevant information, it's like we have to teach the people back how to be people again because the internet doesn't exist. Unless we feed it, and
that's
it's a beautiful thing, but unfortunately, there's a lot there's only maybe like 10% healthy, relevant contributors, and there's 90% of people who are feeding it for personal, selfish reasons that are undefined within each one of our moral paths. You know, like I don't act, do, or say in a specific way. I act morally for myself, for mankind, and for my people. But there's a lot of platform in this thing that's been created that feed people's egos and their views and the unethics of mankind. So it's interesting, you know. I do feel obligated to carry a message.
Yes.
I do.
Yes. And isn't it interesting that you're in the one place where it's all about the star studded life, and you know, you're
you
in
know,
the perfect
there's many
place.
Stories. There's many stories of actors. Like, look, I know I'm not alone. By the way, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Many, mm-hmm. many people that get into this business and understand the business of branding.
Yes,
we do have to escape to a place,
yeah.
and many escape to places that are unhealthy. So the majority mm-hmm. of the talent that you see that comes through Hollywood is it gets recycled. It comes in, it goes away. It comes because many get this thing where, you know, they feel proprietary rights to life,
mm-hmm.
and they abuse themselves and they abuse others, and so you know,
yeah.
and it's based around money and power, and so it
yes.
To manage the balance between that and anybody's life, because even people that are in companies like insurance or money management, or they have the same issues. They get into this position of power, and they tend
yeah.
to develop a sense of environment around them that feeds this. And
yeah.
That's, I think, where you go wrong. You know, that's when you're not acting
yeah.
upon moral ethics. You're acting upon an intention. And that's,
yes,
ooh,
definitely
we get another,
intention.
We hit a special word, intention. So I don't want to deviate from my
yes.
history because I love when you talk about me, but I love that it opens up these ideas of how I think, you know, and that's
yes.
why I'm good
yeah.
to be good with my words. Because Russell
mm.
said, it's not my choice. He said,
mm.
it's not your choice.
Because
so,
there are
okay.
people listening who
yeah.
are seeking those answers. And, you know, for me, power is compassion. It's that understanding. It's forgiveness. It's looking at your own path first. There was an interesting story I shared with somebody the other day about a woman that took her little boy to Gandhi, and she said, "Gandhi, please tell my son that he has to stop eating salt. It's not good for him." And so Gandhi looked at the woman, and he looked at the little boy, and he said, "Come back to me in 2 weeks with your son." And so she sort of went away, brought him back 2 weeks later, and Gandhi looked at the boy, and he looked at the mother, and he said to the little boy, "You need to stop eating salt. It's very bad for you." And she looked at Gandhi. She said, "But Gandhi, why did you wait 2 weeks to tell this to my son?" He said, "Because I needed to, oh, sorry, it was sugar." He said, "Because I needed to stop eating sugar myself first."
So the message underlined was a message to yourself. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It was a message to himself. And you know,
yeah.
And look, you know what's even more beautiful?
Story.
The greatest part about it is that Gandhi's eyes were opened through the eyes of a child.
Yes.
Do you get it?
That
it's
wonder.
Recycled energy. It's recycled energy.
Yeah.
And that I believe the children are the key to all of our success. But we have a very, very difficult challenge ahead. And we must very systematically come to some very serious moral understandings on how we are going to raise our children today.
Yes.
You know,
and to what to teach them in the schools. Because they just get given textbooks in front of them. They lug these things around. But they're not actually taught how to learn. And I think that's kind of
who is?
The part that's
adults
are missing.
Taught how to learn.
You know?
This is why we
not,
this is what our show's about. Let's teach the adults who have been not taught to learn how to learn. Because that's
yeah.
who we're dealing with. We're dealing with the kids who weren't taught to learn as adults. And the problems
that's
and
right.
the things that we're dealing with and the enlightenment we want to provide. And it's so based around children. Do you know that? It's based around
yeah,
that inner child yeah. of every single person that we work with and how that child was managed until he got into his power or her power position. You know, like, well, yeah.
Actually, yes, because I was criticized for playing some little game that somebody thought. I thought, oh, that'll be fun, you know, because I like to play. I am a big kid at heart. And they said to me, "Oh, you're this spiritual leader and you teach people all these things, you know. How can you do that?" And I thought, do you not understand the wonder and joy of being that child, seeing through that child's eyes? Have you forgotten what that's
disconnect.
Like to be?
Huge,
yeah, and he,
yeah.
he and
there's
blocked.
A huge disconnect.
He blocked me. He blocked me, and
but
I went,
you,
"Well, that's
yeah,
okay."
Of course,
you know.
But a reality check
understand.
To that, a reality check mm-hmm. to that would be that when we ask people who want change in their life, to look at who they are. They're not willing to do that. They want us to tell them a story. They want to look at Native American and go, oh, you're shamanic, and you want to be a shaman, and, you know, and they want me to share the secrets of herbs and medicine. And it's like, do you know, in Native America, there's no such thing as a shaman.
Yeah.
That's a socialized term, you know, and it's been utilized by Europeans to develop a system of I want to say something that works for profit. I don't know if it really works for growth. I mean, I don't know how you advertise, people. I'm a shaman and come and I'll shaman you. Like, I don't get that, you know?
Sorry, yeah. No, I do understand
it.
That.
I get it if you want to, like, take drugs, or I get it if you want to go on an adventure, because truly there's a lot of access to the spiritual realm that Native America believes in, but it's not something we advertise, and it's not something we say, come to a class so we can all, you know, feed you these spiritual herbs that we learn from for you to feel, you know, like it doesn't work that way. It's such an interesting thing when I see, you know, I'm a big fan of the platform of healing. And I don't deny anybody who runs a shamanic or, you know, existence. That's fine. That's your choice. That's what you do. How people believe in what they believe in is what motivates social platform. But,
yeah.
For me, and many ask me, you know, are you a shaman? You know, and they come to me thinking that I'm a shaman, but I'm not a shaman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a spiritual pathfinder, because I'm going to probe
yes.
and find where you're from,
mm-hmm.
and where you want to go. That's all I can do.
Yes,
but it's interesting.
Yes.
It's interesting. There's a lot of platforms, and they are accessible. And I think you know, people do these retreats in Costa Rica. They do them all over the world, where they adapt. And another element I love to speak about is that it's not about being Native American, it's about being indigenous.
Yes.
Because being indigenous, that's what I am. I am part of indigenous America.
Yes.
Part of the community of natives that migrated from Alaska, from the south, from the North Pole. They came together in the plains, on the coasts. They were in Mexico, they're in Costa Rica, they're in Brazil, these indigenous roots.
Mm. Yes, very powerful.
Our planet.
Very
yes,
planet.
Sorry.
And, I love it. Just please speak. I'm sorry, I don't want to overtake my...
No. Rick, you're absolutely awesome. I'm enjoying this. But we have so many people who are tuning in tonight and getting pinged all over the place. Can we ask Rick a question? And so I just wanted to find out if when would be a good time to kind of insert one of those here just as we go through the talk tonight.
Of course. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to dominate.
No, don't be sorry. Everybody here is there. I think you've got the entire West Coast fan club of Rick Mora here, and they're going, yay! So Laura Phipps Speth is a big fan of yours, and I think you either have met or know her. And it says, please ask if besides all these great movies he's doing, is there a new book coming soon? He knows I love him, and he's encouraged me to check more into my American Indian heritage and spiritual awakening. Thank you. Love and light. And that's from Laura.
I love it. Laura, well, I'm not here to promote any further publications, but I won't deny that there is not a book that's about to be published. But we let everything go in baby steps. Right now, The Codex of Awakening is available for everybody who's listening. Go to Amazon, go to rickmora.com. The Codex of Awakening is a movement. It's a spiritual movement that provides daily breaths of life for every person in the world. Because we always know that there's always somebody that needs just one little burst of momentum. So I have a beautiful movement of people that follow. You can follow it on Facebook. It's called The Codex of Awakening. You can go to my website and look at it at rickmora.com. The Twitter feed and the Facebook's all posted there. But I would love everybody that's listening to get involved. And, yes, I do have another book coming out. I actually have three. But in this process of spirituality, you know, it's all about when it's time, it's time. And then, you know, we're still really working with the beauty of what the Codex is providing. And we haven't even brought that up yet, so I don't want to ruin Mary Lou, your plan. So.
Oh, no, that's okay, because that was associated with the author Danielle Agnew. Is that correct? She's a medium radio TV host and noted psychic.
I mean,
is that to do with the psychic TV? Or?
No, actually, Daniel is a friend.
A friend of
Rick Mora, and was willing to provide some positive feedback. The Codex is actually a beautiful, beautiful platform that I work with. I have an amazing business. I have an amazing spiritual team that we work and that we take care of the messages. And I'm very, very blessed to say that the messages come through from the divine. And I have a divine teacher, and I have a beautiful, beautiful community of those who enjoy and celebrate a daily inspiration. And you know, like I said, for many who want to experience change, the first step is what are you going to do to make this change? And for me, I just say, look, if I can just post a couple of posts a day for you to go, and it helps you figure out what your next step is going to be, that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about,
right.
You know. So I provide inspirational thought at least 3 times a day with my team. We all work together. It's a beautiful network. It's not an easy thing to, you know, like, you can imagine what Tony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, and Wayne Dyer go through on a daily basis. Because they're like 100 times more insane than I am. And I think I have a beautiful insanity. My insanity is beautiful. I love their insanity because they're really beautiful about what they do.
Yes.
You know, but that's a corporate level thing. I'm still just me, you know. I would love to be like that, but I'm just me, you know.
Well, you know, just being you is pretty big in itself, Rick, and you know, it's
working.
Embraced all over the world.
It,
know. You know, and
it seems to
love
be working.
It. You know what
me
I love?
Me not trying to be. You know, the funny thing is, me not trying to be me is me.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. We get in our own way sometimes, don't we? By overthinking, we're trying too hard or adapting everything else.
Exactly. Exactly. Just stepping back. Okay, but we have more questions. I don't want to. We have a wonderful partner here in the mix.
Yes, Laura's
closing comment. She just wanted to let you know, Rick, that she says Laura was your first credit card purchase on your phone to purchase the book of the Codex of Awakening. So she is in love with your book. And also we have Angela down here in Orange County that she says that both her and her husband love the book, and right now their son Sean won't let us have it back. So it looks like they might need to buy a second copy. So lots of people are chiming in. But that's it for questions right now. Mary Lou, Rick, continue, please.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Yeah, it's lovely to hear from them.
Oh, yes. We will continue. Thank you.
Yes. And
just
with your success, when you've done print ads, and I had to laugh when I watched the commercial that you did when you and the other two Native guys are there out in the wilderness, and you're just sort of grooving away in the silence there. And
I have to tell
the
you,
is fear.
As as you are entertained by that, that is a commercial that was the first example of what I learned about how and to work with the Native community and what are the right decisions and what are the wrong decisions. Video is out for you to see because I keep it out there. But I was highly attacked, and it was a big controversy about the relevance of me and my colleagues doing a commercial of that nature. You see, that commercial is two commercials, and one of them is with my elder, Saginaw Grant, who I'll be bringing to Sydney, Australia. And the other one is with myself, a fellow actor named William Elk, and David Midthunder, who was a very, very prominent, significant actor in our community. I was the lowest on the totem pole, if you want to say a Native American understanding. I was the youngest, newest actor on that set. And I was so, so excited to work with Saginaw, David Midthunder, William Elk. I was so overwhelmed with, wow, this was a great production. It was a very the Swedish community funded it. It was a beer commercial. Now, you and I and all of the world must know that Native Americans and alcohol do not mix.
No,
so the idea that me, my elder, and my colleagues would take a commercial of this nature on, was huge controversy in the world.
Mm.
And, whoa,
yeah,
I never knew. I felt it at the very beginning. There was never a drop of liquor drank. Every single can was empty. And it wasn't based around anybody being inappropriate but the Native community finds it completely offensive to represent alcohol companies. And, I learned a whole lot. I learned a whole lot through that.
Remake. Yeah. I mean, I just saw the irony in it. It's like that beer bar feeling, and then I just thought, but you're out in the wilderness, and then this hawk comes funny because you see the irony in it, but you don't immediately think, they drink beer and they're all there.
The problem was that we were representing Native America in true Lakota.
Sure.
So there was the teepee, there was the gear, they had all of it authentic, it was all real. So they were saying, how dare you violate the Lakota Nation with this, and I understand now.
Sure.
I was a kid then. It was a long time. I don't see how many years. It was a long time. You can see by the post. It was a long time ago. I was clueless.
Yeah.
Now, I take responsibility. Now I made a letter to AIM, and I said, the American Indian Movement, please forgive me for my choices. I did the BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. I sent it a letter. I took responsibility for my place.
And that's what
Honor said. It's not your choice.
Mm. Well, there you go. I've learned something too by looking at it that way, because I recognized the Lakota language, and I thought, oh, they're speaking in Lakota, and I thought, oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they would have made up a language.
Oh, okay.
If it was a fake language, it might have been better, but it was too authentic, and it really, because David Thunder's Lakota. So it was, okay, I get it now. I understand now.
Yeah.
But I'm
grown
up.
And there is a lot of restlessness, And there is a very big movement, There's a huge movement. And
huge.
I think a lot of the Westerners are beginning to see that, they want to connect back with the land. They want to, that's why they respect, the indigenous people, because they are so connected to the land. They keep it very simple. They keep it,
they want to learn. But
try and embrace it.
It's not happening. It's changing. Everything is changing. Internet, technology, power, everything is changing. But I can't tell you that, I'm not going to be Debbie Downer for the show, but I'm saying that there are huge amounts of families suffering in Pine Ridge still. That the suicide rate for children, it starts at 8 years old. Like, I don't know how you could decide you don't want to live anymore when you're 8.
It hurts
me. It hurts my heart. So we have lots of
and
problems to work with, but I don't absorb the energy. I just try to be proactive with my ability to make change, and that's all I can focus on.
And you're now, this journey you've been on for so long with all your films, Yellow Rock and The Deadliest Warrior, The Damned and
Dead and the Damned, Twilight, all these.
Native lead role. So all this is built up to put you in the position for really a much higher purpose, a greater purpose in which way to serve the people, because you've built the platform up to get that, to allow that recognition to take place, to draw the attention from people to focus on you.
Do you know, with that little transition you made, it's very interesting that I would share with you that my next film to come out on April 24th, worldwide, they'll be there with you too, happens to be a film based on faith.
Yes.
And, I've been an actor for over 15 years, and I've made tons of films, and none of them have ever been based on faith. Do you believe?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
That is the phrase of my next film that I'm going to be in. And I think it's an amazing blessing because, A, I'm the only Native American in the whole film. B, there's like 15 A-list actors. It's a Kevin James film with Emily Watson, Michael Rapaport, Tom Wilkinson, Ben Chaplin, Emily Watson.
Wow.
I mean, it is beautiful. David Henry, it is a beautiful film. But you know what the film, it's a family film. It's my first family film.
Yeah.
It's
so you're talking about little
faith.
Boy.
It's about faith. Little boy is about faith.
Yeah.
Do you believe? It's been blessed by the Pope. It's been blessed by the Archbishop.
Wow.
It is, I think, I don't know if, I mean, you know, my claim to fame is Twilight, and which is absolutely no acting contribution. It's just, I get a character, I got flashes, and there's a fan base. But this one is actually a beautifully constructed. It is also produced by Roma Downey and Mark the guy who, the AD. They produced the Bible. And now they're releasing AD, Mark Burnett. They're releasing AD this week, and then next, Little Boy. They picked up the film. So I'm very proud to say that not only am I being backed by, not only is the message of my film about, do you believe?
Mm.
But the producers believe, because they make movies about Jesus.
Mm.
And that's amazing.
Because
you have
to
be given a gift. You know that you have to be given a gift to make a $100 million film about Jesus. Someone has to be telling you to do that. You don't just do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Spirit is
saying,
make this movie about a story that needs to be seen.
Yes.
Make this happen.
It
does. And it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It resonates.
And that
me.
Comes out in April.
April 24th, worldwide, yes.
April 24th, yes, I've actually posted up the trailer, and it's had a great response here in Australia.
I want to your listeners, do you believe?
People.
Do you believe? I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I really do.
I do. It's amazing to be in a damn film that I actually believe in. I'm like, oh, my God, I believe. I hate to say that I do films that I don't talk about because I just get paid. Those are those films. This one?
Yeah.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah. And it's something that I think the world's needing to embrace because they're looking for that. They want to believe. They want
to
believe that change is possible.
They need to be reminded constantly need to be reminded that everybody out there listening right now has the ability to change their life. And it just takes 1 second. Do you know that? It takes less than 1 second. It's a mindset.
Yeah.
So
it's a decision to make that choice.
You make. It's a decision, exactly. Yeah.
And
it's energy.
Interestingly, it is. Sorry, I'll just say, because when I spoke to you last time, you were talking about that you were chosen by the Creator. And you said to me, it's like Creator put it in front of you and said, well, do you accept this or do you decline? And
do you believe?
For me, I have.
Do you believe?
Exactly.
It's a constant reminder.
Right.
Believe me, 2 years ago, I was told the same thing. Do you believe?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I believe. And look, 2 years later, the message that keeps me going is a film that I had no idea that was even what the message was. Because I'm not high on the list. I have lines, I'm a character, but I'm not given a preview screener, I'm not given the script. I have a part, I'm brought in to do it, and I leave. And how amazing is that? It's about do I believe?
That is because it reflects on your own presence by being there. But you are also part of the greater message that you're part of
the
that
thing.
And
that's
you're
the thing.
You're there.
I'm part of a greater message.
It's so beautiful. There's so much that is unfolding before us, and we just have to embrace it. And you do that so beautifully. And, you know, when you said that to me, do you accept or decline? All my life I go, okay, Creator, I want to be able to help people open up their hearts, come back into that heart space again, come back and connect with the earth, come back and allow themselves to be who they truly are and to see that. But I think there was a fear in me saying, well, you know, because there's been many challenges in my life, and who hasn't had challenges? But it's like, are you going to look after me? You know, how can
you,
I get on that big platform to get out there?
But that's what I'm saying. You invite people to meet themselves.
Yes.
See, people
and
don't
you know
to meet
you
themselves.
Showed that to me. Yeah.
They don't want to
and
meet
you
themselves.
Showed that to me. Yeah, but that was such a significant moment for me because I thought maybe I really thought I had accepted, but I didn't because I still didn't have that faith. I still didn't believe enough. And the more you learn about yourself, as Jesus said, know thyself. And I always say to people, to thine own self, be true. Be true to you. Be honest with yourself.
And I want to say that it's I don't embrace religion, and that's the crazy thing because Native American.
Yeah.
I embrace a structure of belief, and it exists with all religions, and I exist in all religions. I am a Native American thinker, but I'm not limited to the philosophies of what life's principles are based on, because I believe that there's so much energy out there in so many different continents that continents don't talk to continents and say, hey, we're going to align this spiritual thought. Are you in with us? This is what we're going to do. And we all make this one platform of continental spiritual enlightenment. It doesn't work that way. Every single continent has a historical contribution to how spirit contributes to the existence of who they are and who we all are.
Yeah.
And it's so profound and it's so powerful. And that when people try to run an empire based around their own belief system, it scares me.
Yeah.
Because that is the way society has decided to structure motivation for people who are weak.
Yes.
You know, I almost wish that they did all unite continent to continent. So at least we would have a uniform base of understanding so that people who are making these decisions in the world that take human life, you know, and that's multi-continent. I'm not making any specifics. I'm saying there are because as much as happening in the Middle East is also happening still in Darfur and in Africa, and it's also still happening in Asia. And it's just the hype of advertisement and you know political agenda and what's shown on TV and. But there are people suffering all over the world. Native Americans are suffering.
That's right.
And no one's showing that.
No.
I try to
bring it up sometimes. Yeah.
Yes. It's scary.
Mm.
But anyways,
And I don't particularly follow any religion, but there are people who sometimes have tried to walk.
Well, they use it.
Well,
yes, they use religion as a
their
yes,
top.
Exactly. They do.
You know.
They do.
And
I always want to be real with it and say I am who I am, but my basis and my understanding is grounded by Creator. You know, and that's how I live. Mother Earth runs my life. I honor the four corners. I am so blessed to have air, water, land. I'm fire. I wouldn't breathe, drink, or sleep if I didn't have any of that. So,
yes, that's right. That's right.
You
and you know,
you wouldn't eat, drink, sleep, or you know, none of that if you did not have an acknowledgement of that blessing. So.
Yes. Yeah. And I quite often talk about that and remind people and to go and play in it. You know, I wrote a thing the other day about think outside of the box, which means like outside of your TV screen, outside of put your head up out of your mobile phone or from the computer. There's a whole world out there that needs to be embraced. You know, go and do things.
That's a difficult request, I know, but that's a difficult request because I cannot deny to you. That even I cannot separate from my damn phone. I would love to disconnect. But what if Saginaw calls me? If Saginaw calls me, I have to answer the phone.
Oh,
so what do you do?
You. Well,
what if Moses Springs 20 calls me tonight because he's listening right now, and they say thank you so much for honoring me? I mean, whatever, I have to answer the phone. So it's funny that like. You know, people are listening out there.
Well,
I
know, but
you,
we can be We can be selective.
I'm not going to lie to everybody. Everybody, take the time to break away. Natives say break away from your phones and technology. No. Every native I know has his damn cell phone, and he's on it.
Yes, okay. And we all do it. Look, I put my hand up, but I've said, but now and again, so what's your downtime? How do you, you know, do you get to go away?
Facebook is my downtime. Oh, my God. Facebook is a second job for me, and it's my downtime. Isn't that fun? But you know why?
Wow.
Because I do my best to communicate and reach out to every single person that connects with me. I do.
And that's such a beautiful...
I feel it. I make a huge effort to send a response to every single fan and person that sends me. Now, let me let you know that some people send me things they really shouldn't send me, and some people send me things that I don't understand why they're sending to me. And then some people want to talk about things that maybe that they're more better said to a doctor, but you know, I do my best to appreciate, respect, and to just define my boundaries as to what's acceptable for me to talk about and what isn't.
Yes.
And that's kind of the best way we can do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when we're truthful to ourselves and with what we value and respect in our own lives, with that integrity and that balance.
Well, you know what's the worst part about that? Is that's the most attractive quality to so many people. So you kind of set yourself up. People are used to people being not that way. So when they find someone that's like that, it gets worse. It's scary because they want a piece of it, and they're not healthy.
Yes.
But
they
just love and are attracted to health.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
That's
true. Know? And I don't mean health physically. I mean health in the mind, health in the spirit.
Yes, yeah.
A direction, a thought. We all want direction and thought. We all want it to be given to us. We kind of all want not to work for it. But it doesn't work that way. You know?
That way.
I can talk to you about the 2 years I spent cleansing my soul. That was a lot of work. You hear the people I talk to. You hear the people I work with. You hear the amazing platform that I've been blessed with. But I didn't just... Yeah. Get it. I had to do a lot of work on myself.
Yeah.
I had to meet myself over
and that's
over
hard.
And over. And everybody has to be willing to meet who they are over and over. You don't just meet yourself once because you yourself are recreated.
Right.
You are recreated with every single energy that comes into your life.
That is so true.
Well, I'm tripping myself out right now. I'm like, dude, I'm just letting you know that that's where the conversation went. I know this. I feel it.
Yeah.
I hear it. I see it.
Yes. Yes. You do.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I don't know how long we're going, but you don't take breaks or anything. It's 7:53. Are we good? What's going down?
You guys are fine. You get like five more minutes.
Questions?
You want to chit-chat or, you know.
No,
you guys
do we
are
have
fine.
A question? I got a promo. I got to do my closing, my outro. I'm just curious. How are we doing?
Here's what's happening. Everybody is under this magical spell that you've cast with your melodic tones of this beautiful voice that you have, and they love hearing your story. So we either get tons of questions where people are just like, oh, Rick's on the phone. I think tonight it's, Rick's on the phone. So you guys are fine. So enjoy the rest of the hour. If you want to wrap it up, we can do that. And we've got some other stuff we can promo and do some stuff like that too. But you guys are good.
I'm just checking in, making sure that the powers that be are happy.
Yeah. The powers that be are very happy. Okay.
Okay, awesome. So Mary Lou, it's on you.
Yeah.
We have a couple of minutes left, and I just want to make sure that I can let everybody know what's going on, and you can let everybody know what's going on, and we can make magic happen.
Okay, well, magic has been happening, and I love it. So, okay, you're coming out to the Festival of Dreams with your elder, Saginaw Grant, and he's a beautiful soul. I just love looking at his picture and looking into those very deep, very wise eyes. And could you just explain a little, because you're coming out in September to Australia, which
I'm
is your
I'm just, I'm really excited to be hosted by Rosie and the Festival of Dreams. I believe that we will be out there in September. I think it's the third week. I am bringing my elder Saginaw Grant, and we are going to be bringing a message of global unity. I think it's important that my elder and I bring a message to that part of the world that is relevant and important. And I think that what we're going to be able to do is actually platform a beautiful conversation that we want to take all over the world. And we're so blessed and that Rosie has embraced us, and that we were honored to be a part of the Festival of Dreams this year. Very excited in September.
Yes, and it really is a year of having dreams come to life. And people are starting to see these things happening now. And, you know, that momentum and that energy is building. And what a beautiful way to present it in something like this. And they will be hanging on to every word. People need upliftment. They need to have that faith renewed within themselves and to know that they are more conscious of taking the right steps and making the right choices. That's going to be for the good of the all. You know, people can reach you through all your sites, and I'd love to talk to you for an hour.
I'm very accessible. You can always find me through rickmora.com, but if you're already on Facebook, I'm at Native Rick Mora. I have a fan page, Rick Mora Actor Model. I have a beautiful group, official Rick Mora group, and the Italy's Got Rick Mora group. They are two groups that I support, that are part of my business and my company. I also have the Codex of Awakening, which is the actual platform for discussion of growth daily, which is on Facebook. It's the Codex of Awakening. But the feeds are also able to be viewed through my website at rickmora.com as well. I have a wonderful book, The Codex of Awakening, available on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon, or you can channel it through my website. You can also find it through Amazon on my website. I have a beautiful amount of posters and images that are available, spiritual, and my work that I've done through the past, also available on my website at the store. I'm very blessed to have a beautiful platform of support spiritually. So I thank all of my peeps out there who come to me every day and contribute their messages. I don't even want to start saying names, but I'll say 10 names, and then that other 10 I didn't say will be like, you didn't say my name. So I'll just say thank you to all of you. You know who you are. And it's a beautiful platform. And I will also be in New Zealand in July for Comic-Con. So all of you who are in New Zealand listening to this feed, I will be accessible in New Zealand for Comic-Con in April. Look forward to the promotion. And next month is the most amazing movie ever for you and your family. Take your kids. It's a family-certified film called Little Boy, and it's all about Do You Believe?
That is very cool. Hey, Rick, real quick question for you. Where in New Zealand is the Comic-Con? Do you know? We actually have Jono Jenkins from Christchurch.
Wait, New Zealand. Not since. I'm sitting in Australia. I'm in New Zealand. I'm in... I don't know the exact city, because I know New Zealand has a couple of Comic-Cons. I'm going to have to rely on the posting for that.
Okay, cool. We'll make sure he checks that out.
Sure,
he got excited. He wants to go meet you. So, okay, cool.
I'm coming to New Zealand. I thought it was just one island, like Fiji. I went to go stay at Tony Robbins' compound in Fiji, so it's just one island. You go to that island. I love it. So, yes, definitely excited for New Zealand.
Oh, beautiful.
I hear it's beautiful.
Yeah. Rick, thank you very much for being
on
the show.
Very beautiful. Yes.
I thank you all for your support and for you allowing me this platform to have a conversation of spirituality. And I appreciate all your energy. And I'm honored and I'm humbled.
Thank you so much, Rick. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you so much, Rick. Many blessings and, a safe journey across the skies to us here in Australia. We look forward to seeing you. And I hope we get to talk to you again, when the time comes, when you're out here with
you're going to have to get that set up, Mary Lou. And you know what else is happening this week?
Do that.
Tomorrow night we've got Rebecca Fisk, Intuitive Psychic. She's going to be coming back on the show. And for everybody who knows Rebecca's show, you need to call in early. So if you want to call in and try to have Rebecca answer your question, the show line's open 15 minutes before the show starts. So get in line early so we can get as many of your calls answered before the show starts. And then Friday, guess what, Mary Lou, you're back.
I am, with Carrie Buchanan, a wonderful composer and musician that
you're
has
doing
worked
your
with
first...
some of the greats.
You're doing your first Friday night dance party takeover.
I am. And also with Rick, David Sepulveda Lowe, who is a dear friend of mine, is on next week. And I did catch some footage of you training with him, Rick, for a movie you must have been preparing for.
And with that, Mary Lou, we're out of time, so we got to go. But we're
going
to be back live tomorrow
night.
So have a great night. Mary Lou, I'm going to chat with you on Facebook afterwards. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Rick, and have a great night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.